Hello, my name is Richard Berridge, and today I'm going to explore hospitality around the world, and in particular, in this piece, Japan and omotenashi. It's not a word that we in the West are overly familiar with, but it came to prominence when emphasised by Christel Takigawa at the 2020 Olympic Games invitation presentation, when she said, "The world's most beautiful hospitality of Japan. Omotenashi." The Japanese are famously polite, perhaps the most polite nation on earth, and omotenashi is at the heart of their hospitality and customer service. But what does it actually mean, and how has it come to be? Well, being as succinct as I possibly can, I've borrowed an extract from Abdullah's Al-Sheikh's excellent piece on the origin of Japanese excellent customer service, as follows. Omotenashi contains the three main elements, shitsurai, furumai, and shikaki. Shitsurai means the physical environment where the service will be delivered. Furumai means the preparation and part of the serving, and the host's willingness to take responsibility by seeing the needs of the guest. And shikaki means the process of the guest participating, enjoying the process of the delivered service. These elements were inspired by the structure of the tea ceremony. Omotenashi has a close meaning to hospitality and is a Japanese culture that was created a long time ago. According to omotenashi, one has to put his or her heart into delivering the most excellent service and create the unique hospitality. Ichigo ichi is a Japanese word that means the soul of omotenashi. Saying ichigo ichi means, "I am grateful for the chance of meeting you, and because of this chance, I have to do my best, for we may never meet again." So much for Abdullah's Al-Sheikh's piece, a link of which is in my original written piece. Excellent customer service is something that we Brits have a lot to learn about, and it's something that the build-to-rent sector takes very seriously. But it's one thing to train individuals to provide great service, and it's quite another for them to believe in it. I don't mean that they don't see the value or how it increases the reputation of the company, but heart and soul. A key element from the extract from Abdullah's Sheikh's piece is putting one's heart into the most effective, excellent service, ichigo ichi. And it's crucial because it's the difference between a construct where one goes through the motions, however effectively and proficiently, and the genuine desire to provide the very best customer service experience. Culturally, we Brits are very different from the Japanese, and it's almost a double-edged sword because we love to moan about poor customer service, but there's also that tiny element of resistance when it comes to providing that service. It's almost as though it's demeaning. No self-respecting Brit would allow him or herself to feel inferior, quite reverse. But then neither do the Japanese. Whilst omotenashi involves the subjugation of self in service to a guest, it does so without being servile. It's subtle, and it's been refined over hundreds of years and stems from chakai, the Japanese tea ceremony. Omotenashi is a sincere and selfless desire to provide the very best experience, but without any expectation of receiving anything in return. It's this that distinguishes omotenashi from service. Now, it sort of might sound odd to us in the West, where we feel our efforts deserve pecuniary recognition. But sort of think about this. Some multifamily operators already work in this way. In the US, Cortland has an excellent reputation for customer service, but they pointedly don't make money from their customer service because they do whatever it takes to provide the very best possible customer experience. And in doing that, their leasing up business is highly successful and profitable. If build to rent is to make a difference to the private rented sector in this country, then it needs to draw upon not just great commercial examples of great customer service, but also cultural examples from around the world. Each of us instinctively knows when we receive great service. We know it because we can feel the integrity and sincerity behind the actions. You can't fake great service. But this might come at a cost. As a sort of lazy rule of thumb, and it is lazy, it's assumed that managing a build-to-rent scheme will take roughly 25% bite out of gross income. And there's also the expectation that this might fall once build-to-rent operators become more familiar with their product and technology is introduced to smooth out the wrinkles and streamline the processes. But what if the sort of key build-to-rent differentiator, customer service, isn't cheap and can't be sustained by value engineering the process? There's no doubt that in the Western sphere, great service comes at a cost. But in Japan, it's a cultural imperative, with omotenashi being at the beginning and end of what's expected, not the goal. If build to rent is to make a difference in the UK to the PRS, the philosophy and principles behind omotenashi should be the starting point from which we build our reputation. Thank you for listening.